a good one. Is why don't we drag, not to, I appreciate the clerk's office taking this on, but I think we ought to drag the assessors up here.
To do something.
Just to sit here, just to look at us.
Yeah, like saying, we're carrying your ball for it.
Yeah,
why don't you just laugh at me?
All right, well, are we on the plane then?
Yep, we're good.
Very good. We'd like to welcome everyone to the board, to the Washington County Board of Equalization meeting being held here at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, January 6, 2026. Our first item is approval of the minutes of December 4, 2025.
I move to approve those minutes.
We have a motion. I will second that motion. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item two is consideration of Board of Equalization minutes or items.
So Tri-State Funding, with the representative Justin Wayman with PC & Associates, submitted a late request for 8 different parcels all in the same area, with the same claim in the application that the county did not comply with the notification requirements of their code. Staff is recommending rejection of the above mentioned appeals based on our proof that we did. The clerk auditor's office did send the notifications on July 21st or July 22nd, depending on which batch they were in, which meets the code requirement.
So he's appealing, just so I understand. He's appealing the valuation. He filed late to appeal the valuation.
Right. So right now the request is, are we going to accept a late application, yes or no? If we accept it, then we'll get into the market value appeal. But for now, it's just, will we accept it?
So basically all of our judges have been, or not our judges, what you call them, all of our hearing officers have been sent home. We closed shop. And then he comes running in with an application.
Well, about 3 months after that, he came running in with an application.
Not like the next day.
No.
3 months later.
But claiming that he hadn't received the initial notification?
He said he received it the first time on November 1st.
At the address that we sent it to? Was he gone?
That wasn't stated in their letter. And then I did go look at the current mailing address in Eagle as well as the address that we sent it to, and they do match. So there haven't been any changes since.
An address, so he just didn't check his mail. Well, I've been here long enough that we used to get letters on different appeals, and a lot of them were really substantial. Like, I was out in the country, I had a heart attack, I was in a coma, and very few of them didn't grant that they were legitimate. This one is I'm late, and I don't know. I tend to side with the recommendation of staff that this year we can't go forward.
Mr. Chair, move that on item two, this being considered for the case of a Tri-State Funding LLC, represented by Justin W. Wayman, PC and Associates, that we deny the request for a hearing over his appeal.
We have a motion to deny. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I second that motion just in case. Okay. Is that the only item before us? Well, very good. With that,